พี่เจนนะพี่บิซี่
Let the objects be as it is.
A yiji da sai phak ga ayuman bo adichi bo swamyan bo.
What's important is for the mind that is observing to have right view, to have that awareness, and to do both continuously. The objects consist of both the conceptual reality and their ultimate realities. When the mind is having defilements, it means that a lot of concepts are being observed, are being taken into consideration, whereas when you feel there is wisdom in the mind, it means that wisdom is understanding the realities in what is being experienced. The ultimate realities, more of them than the conceptual realities.
Say ma kiri dai phit de kha say ye alou lou bon chi ba le la ba say ka ba au yin phu ni le blu tu yin ni le
when the defilements are operating, check to see what that defilement is doing. What does the mind do when the defilement is operating? What are the thoughts like? These are the realities of that defilement.
กิริยาที่ผิดแท้ผิดได้อายุงก็ปรารถนาชา
Very often when we have defilements, we blame the conceptual trigger, the external object, person or situation for the defilement.
ใช่มั้ยซินเย่ขันธ์5หมู่นี่ผิดแท้ผิดแท้ใช่ซินเย่ตัวใดตัวใดดีใช่มั้ยอานิจจ์ใช่เนี่ย
Well in fact whenever this mind is suffering, whenever this mind is in turmoil or chaos, the indication is actually that there is a weakness in this mind, there is a lack of understanding
อ Sei manya ane ni le cai ma. Pinya ayam piu le. Kili dah piu.
There is not enough wisdom. The mind is more involved with conceptual realities and defilements will arise. So it is because of the delusion of this mind that this mind suffers. So we practice in order to increase the opportunities for wisdom to arise, in order that this mind has less and less delusion as a consequence, and therefore so long as the mind understands the reality, the ultimate reality of what is happening, the principles at work, the laws at work, then defilements will not arise. Nobody outside of this mind can upset it, irritate it, make it angry, averse, afraid, happy, joyful, or grateful. Nobody outside of the mind triggers it. The mind is responsible for its own feelings, gladness and suffering. So whenever this mind is suffering, and whenever the mind is happy, investigate what is it in the mind that has brought about the current condition.
တွေးစိတ်တွေကိုရုံးလို့မရအောင်တွေးစိတ်တွေကိုပြန်ပြန်ဆက်အနောက်မှာဘာမို့လို့ဖြစ်ချင်းရှိတယ်ကုသိုလ်စိတ်ကလည်းတွေးတာပဲအကုသိုလ်စိတ်ကလည်းတွေးတယ
် thoughts cannot just be believed don't trust everything the thoughts present to youYou need to check the motivation behind the thought. It could be something wholesome or wise, and it can equally be something unwholesome. But only you can know for yourself by checking. But the mind works very fast, and sometimes you'll find that the motivations are mixed.Both wholesome and unwholesome, threaded together.
Nyan the bawa, nyan sika, yan da mi ma yong, ti cha ti de, kao yin le kao man ti de, ma kao yin le ma kao man ti cha ti de.
Wisdom's nature is not to believe blindly, but to be clear and sure. Clarity is the quality that wisdom has.
တိရှိနေရှိမှတည်ရတယ်တည်ချတယ်မရှိနေမရှိမှတည်တည်ချတယ်အညာအကောင်းတည်ချတယ
် certainty that there is awareness when there is awareness that you're clearly conscious andAware of the awarenesses when they are there, whenever they are there. And then when they are not there, that you clearly know that, well, it was not there.
Shin shin len len tida. Bain bain cha cha tida. Nyama. Di di cha cha tida. Nyama.
Knowing clearly.Knowing detail, knowing differentiation, understanding clearly. These are the qualities of wisdom. Discernment. If you're wondering about it, then that's delusion, not enough clarity.
တတိယတည်နေတဲ့စိတ်ကိုတတိကိုပြန်တည်နိုင်တတိရှိနေတေချာတယ်မရှိနေတေချာတယ်အာကောင်းနေတည်တယ်အာနေနေတည်တယ
် When you know moments of awareness actual awareness in the present moment with clarity then when the awareness is stronger you feel itYou know it. When it's not as strong, you know it too. When it's not there, you know it. You know it's not there. Or was not there.
And
if you don't have that sort of clarity, never mind. Just keep practicing. When there is not much clarity, just acknowledging that there's not much clarity, that's right view. There's no need to want to have more clarity. There's no need to get somewhere. Just being with and knowing the present moment as it is the practice. And you build moments of this, and that's cultivation. Continuing to recognize the experience as it is, not judging it for better or for worse, but just like that. No clarity now. Next moment, next moment, next moment, and so on. When wisdom is present, wisdom knows what it needs to do. When there's not enough wisdom, greed tries to do what it thinks it should do in order to reach its objective. So greed's so greed's focus is on the goal, while wisdom's focus is on the steps to be taken. Wisdom has patience. Greed has none.
to do I ma sat sa bu o chu sa ba a thu de phe sa le taw de ni
please make more right effort in increasing the continuity of awareness in your daily activities, particularly in the dining hall and whenever you are eating or drinking. Also remember to notice seeing and looking. The awareness of it. Many defilements arise because of what we perceive through the eye sense door.